to be teacher's pet? Nah, that seemed more like something I'd do. Frank tried a fourth time, spinning the rope over his head and letting it fly. He didn't quite lasso the calf's head, but he came close. The rope landed on the back of the sawhorse. Much better, said Sarah.
Thanks, Frank replied.
Wally closed a wooden panel on the chuck wagon and sauntered over.
Sorry, you'll have to practice later, Frank. It's time to move him out.
Sarah patted Frank on the shoulder.
Tomorrow we'll try it on horseback.
I'll be riding on the other side of the herd for that one, I said with a grin.
After a sore morning, I took some ibuprofen, which made my hip feel better enough to ride. Everyone climbed back onto their horses, Sarah directing us into position, and we got the herd moving. Wally and the chuck wagon brought up the rear, while the riders surrounded the herd and guided them across the open property. The rest of the afternoon went more smoothly. We drove the herd across open pastures, through gaps in wooded areas, and over large hills. Soundtracks from some of my favorite westerns played in my mind as I rode my horse. I cycled through the themes from Rio Bravo, Rio Lobo, Rio Grande, all the John Wayne Rios. It would have felt cooler if my horse wasn't named Norman. I passed the time thinking of better horse names. As I was debating between Apache and Buckshot, Frank rode up behind me.